Hello, welcome to the WR show, and this is William Rodriguez, or Joey, whoever you want to call me. And today I'm in church for an event, you know, but I'm still doing the podcast. You know, the podcast was about to be pushed after the event, but I decided to do it during the event because I don't know at what time we are supposed to go home or whatever. Though, you know, right now it's 9 o'clock. Today's Saturday, January 26th. Probably tomorrow after church, maybe around 5, I'm gonna do the podcast for tomorrow. I have church in the afternoon, so just a warning, you know, with everything. And how are you guys? I'm here, you know, having a great time, and I feel like you guys are part of the WR family. I should really use a name for us. We should be called the WR gang, my listeners and stuff. So whoever doesn't, you know me, my name is William Rodriguez. At church and at home, they call me Joey. If you guys could call me Uncle Joey, Cousin Joey, whatever though. Yeah, today is, like I said, today's Saturday. You know, how was your weekend? And I would literally love to do a partnership with other podcasters, you know, talking, and, you know, whoever's out there, you know, could hook me up and stuff, you know. And, the deal is that, like I said, I'm in church and stuff. And yes, there are kids running in here, you know. So right now, sorry for the background noise. And how you guys been? I really want to know more of my listeners, you know. If you guys could send me messages of anything, you know. A lot has happened in the weekend. It's actually 2019, finally. I think today's the fourth week. Oh wow, there's a guy playing the harp upstairs in the event. I'm downstairs talking to you guys, and everything has been great so far. Tomorrow I got church and everything. You know, I really want to see my listeners. You'd be like, hey, I'm part of the WR show. You know, if you guys was do that for me, you guys was, you know, go to the Undiscovered Realm Comic Con. Whoever's in the Westchester area, whoever's coming to this event, this huge event that is happening on May 4th and 5th, please let me know. So I could know who is coming. I know a few friends that are going to be there with me. And I'm excited to just hear, see my fellow people, you know, my fellow family members, which are you guys, my listeners. I was about to say viewers. I was about to, the viewer. And yes, I do YouTube, but not the podcast. I do like movies and stuff, you know. And yes, I'm sorry. I'm still sick after how many days? 3 days, yeah. After 3 days of recording, you know, I really, really want. Sorry, I'm picking up some keys and stuff. You know, if you hear background noises and stuff, that's just either me or some things and stuff. Basically, the deal with this huge event, the Undiscovered Realm Comic Con, or aka the Westchester Comic Con, which I call it, it's gonna be huge. We got lineups from, let me see if I could find it. It says Undiscovered Realm Comic Con returns May 4th through the 5th, 2019. Ticket information, it says here, tickets will be on sale. Tickets will be on sale soon online and at the County Center box office. Tickets for Saturday are $27. For Sunday, it's $25. Weekend pass is $40. Kids 12 and under are $5 with each paid adult. VIP upgrade info are coming soon, plus $3 building service charge added to each ticket. Okay. That's the event. The events that I have is for the lineup is Billy West. Anyone who grew up in the 90s know of Ben and Stimpy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He does the voice of the Honey Nut Cheerios Bee. He does the red M&M, which is really cool and stuff. I'm looking forward to go over there and meet him. Saturday only is Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters, the very dark-skinned person from Ghostbusters, and I think he was in Police Academy, I think. There's also a Dragon Ball Fighter 2 tournament in there. It's going to be really awesome. Oh, there's also a Fortnite tournament. Whoever's with Fortnite, you know, hold on, give me a second. Sorry, guys. Sorry guys, my parents are in there. They're annoying the hell out of me though. So yeah, Fortnite tournament. You know, whoever's into Fortnite can join. There's also a Call of Duty tournament. Whoever plays Call of Duty, you know, Black Ops 3, you guys should be able to have no problem join in. Ooh, a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. $1,000 cash prize. Whoever wins this tournament, I will become their number one supporter and stuff. Some more announcements are coming soon. I'm reading this off the website. So the show location is at the Westchester County Center at 198 Central Park Avenue, White Plains, New York. Show hours is Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to through 7 p.m. Sunday is May 5th, 10 a.m. through 5 p.m. You know, that's the show and everything. So a lot of, you know, oh, also Bob Camp is also joining the lineup. They never announced that in the website. So whoever is coming, I encourage you to meet me. I'm not gonna be part of the show or anything. You know, just promoting the event. Let's talk about should I talk about Nicole? Forget it. You guys are very annoyed by that. You know, let's talk about Lewis Hamilton, the guy who broke her heart. Should I? No. What else to talk about? What about Hamilton in Puerto Rico? How crazy is that? An original show from the New York, from Broadway, went straight to Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico, exactly. That I'm from Puerto Rico, and I'm proud to support this show in Puerto Rico because, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I'm giving you credit, man. You are the biggest inspiration to a lot of people who are trying to do Broadway shows. He is doing, you know, the greatest thing ever. And he put one idea, and it's everywhere in the whole entire world. And the thing is that, you know, I would definitely encourage other places. I know he's doing this show on Broadway. He's doing it on Broadway. He's doing it on...
You look good back here, man.
Thank you.
You look good back here. I'm going to save this here. This is my clothes because I got to change it later on.
Okay.
I'm going to leave this here.
Got it.
Just for me to take home.
Got it. Anywho, like I was saying, sorry for the background noise. I'm gonna put some background music if anything. So the deal is that he's done shows and he's done Hamilton on Broadway. He's doing it on Great Britain, and he did it on Puerto Rico for just 1 or 2 days. I don't know how many days. He is the greatest mastermind I ever seen. He worked on movies like, remember Moana, back in 2016. That movie grossed a lot of money worldwide, and the music was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda himself. Also, he's done the Mary Poppins Returns. Whoever's haven't seen Mary Poppins, I don't know where you've been. I should be talking about myself because I haven't seen it. And I heard that Lin-Manuel Miranda, he killed it. He killed that performance. Now, I'm really happy to hear that he's doing the best he can. Now, let's talk about Jack Farrell. This dude, oh my god, let me tell you. He's going to have the best year this coming year. First of all, Star Wars... they're doing a Star Wars show for Disney Plus, and it's called The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian, nobody knows about it. It's gonna be a Star Wars show, a main Star Wars show, and Jon Favreau is gonna create the show. He's gonna do the live action Lion King, which is gonna gross a lot of money, even $1 trillion. I'm predicting. $1 trillion for this movie. Sorry for the background. Again, I'm in church, you know. Sorry for the, you know. And the thing is, he also doing Spider-Man Far From Home. He's actually playing Happy again. And this movie is gonna pass another $1 trillion. So he has a whole entire year, you know, to actually, you know, get his career up and running. I don't know about you, but Jon Favreau, he's the one who started the Marvel Cinematic Universe, in my opinion, because he directed the first Iron Man. And the first Iron Man movie is what started the MCU. And, oh my god, he has a great year, and I would love to meet him one day. Heck, if he was coming to the Undiscovered Realm Comic Con, I would definitely meet him and stuff. You know, I would talk to him and be like, hey, look, I respect you and stuff. And he's going to have a great year. And I'm telling you, you know, me as a personal movie director, I never done so many things in my life that he's doing right now. You know, he's producing, he's creating, he's doing a ton of things, he's directing, he's starring, you know, he's doing it all for Disney and all Disney properties. And I gotta say, hey, I think Jon Favreau is Disney's favorite kid in the business, in the movie business. Let's say we should The Lion King movie. This movie is gonna be, you know, the next one, next to the live action Aladdin movie, which is coming a few months after that, or around March, around there. Almost the same time as Captain Marvel. Now, Captain Marvel is supposed to have a really cool inspiration for women, you know, to you know, for Disney to put more women in the MCU. Not just Shuri, Black Widow or anything. Although that they're creating a Black Widow show for the Disney Plus streaming service that Disney is actually doing. Nah, that's very incredible. I think Captain Marvel is just, it's actually gonna inspire Disney to create more stuff with the women of Marvel Studios. Now, sorry, I still got the sniffles for a few days. What else to talk about? The deal with Marvel, right now they're releasing other things like Disney Plus and stuff. They're actually doing a Loki movie. Is it a movie? I think it's a show. Yeah, they're creating a show for that streaming service. The thing is that they want to change a few things about Tom Hiddleston's character. We're not gonna be able to talk about it now, but we've been waiting for this for a long time, and the thing is that right now, according to a few sources, the thing is that where is it? I'm sorry, I'm reading everything through the internet. Yeah, they're gonna be able to do other shows and stuff. They're gonna have the Animal Planet, or the Natural Geographic, thing in there. It's gonna be a lot of stuff. Oh, and next Sunday, not this Sunday, not tomorrow. Next Sunday is Super Bowl 53. I'm excited about this. Let's talk about a little bit about sports. The Super Bowl is coming. Super Bowl 53 is coming. Right now, they're doing the Pro Bowls. The Pro Bowls is, you know, AFC versus the NFC division of the NFL. Now, all these best players, I really encourage them to actually get their game together so they could go and have a chance to be at Super Bowl 54. And the deal is that I really want to see Seattle Seahawks come to Super Bowl, because I really, it's been how many years? A few years. I forgot how many years. They haven't been in Super Bowl. Now, a lot of people are being creeped out that I'm doing this thing right here. So, Super Bowl. There's going to be Super Bowl opening day, you know, the NFL Super Bowl 53 experience by Hyundai, whatever though. They got, ooh, yes, Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl 53, the halftime show. And they're going to be with Travis Scott and Big Boy. How genuine cool is that? You know, I thought that they're going to do, you know, hopefully, I'm watching Sunday, February 3rd. I'm watching that day. The time being is, I don't want nobody doing the one knee thing, just like Colin Kaepernick, whatever his last name is. This kid ruined football history for me. He is the worst person I ever had to, experience about. He couldn't have done that in his own time, you know. He had the simple thing to do, which is put his hand on his heart and say the national anthem. And sing the national anthem. He didn't do that. He put one knee on the ground I don't know what this guy is. You know, I don't know where he came from. It's not to be racist, you know. I'm not being racist here. Come on, do this on your own time. You know, I don't care if a white officer, a police officer, shot a dark-skinned person, and now he's actually doing, you know, he's committing treason right there. For me, he's doing it. Because he's actually, you know, doing this on property time instead of his own time. Now, Super Bowl 53? Yeah. Super Bowl 53, I don't want that to happen. I don't want people to ruin my Super Bowl. I want to have a great time, you know, watching the New England Patriots with the Rams. And the thing is, it's going to be an awesome game. This game is going to be the best of the season. Super Bowl 53 is going to take place in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm excited about that because I love Atlanta Falcons. When they won, last year was team's called? Ah, yes, the Eagles. They actually have a great season last year. This season, they got a great one as well. Man, if they had the chance to play again with the Patriots, that will be last year's Super Bowl all over again. But thank God they didn't do it. You know, whoever's going to win Super Bowl, best of luck with you guys. You know, Tom Brady, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the quarterback from the Rams. I don't know everybody in football. I like to watch football. I like to watch the Seattle Seahawks. I love watching the Super Bowl. It's going to be an awesome game, as I said. You know, February 3rd at 6:30 p.m. It's not sponsored, like I said. As soon as I, you know, see the halftime show, man, Maroon 5 is going to kill the performance. And yeah, it's going to be with Travis Scott. I think Travis Scott is dating Kylie Jenner. That's a great thing. Big Boy, I don't know him a lot like I do with Travis. I only know like some certain rappers because of Kardashians and Jenner's family. Man, I enjoy watching the family. I watch them on YouTube a lot. Anywho, I love watching sports. You know, just football at least. You know, that's like an American-made, you know, sport that is meant to, you know, be, you know, the thing is, I'm excited for a lot of events that's happening. I want a better year this year, you know, and, I know I've been doing this for 20 minutes and stuff. It's been like 23 minutes. Exactly. Sorry for the background noise. And the thing is that I love watching sports, mainly football, like I've said a million times. I want my listeners to do two things for me. Watch Super Bowl 53 next Sunday. Watch and also to appear at the Comic Con in May, and I'll be expecting you guys over there. I'm excited. Hopefully I see my people there, and some of my friends are going in, including my sister. You know, she's gonna get some things signed and stuff. Sorry, the psycho people, you know, laughing and stuff. Anyway, so I'm about to, you know, end it up here. And I would love to do this again, guys. Let's see about tomorrow. Let's see what was tomorrow brings us. You know. So until next time, I guess. Wait, no, I think there's one more thing to talk about. Let's talk about for a minute. Can I please talk about this amazing woman, woman that I have, that I'm really obsessed with? Nicole Scherzinger, please. If you're listening, please tell me that I'm, you know, just, you know what? I'm willing to, hear from her and stuff. Sorry, background noise. Well, I'll see you guys in the next time. And thank you for listening. This has been the WR Show on Anchor and other places. You know, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast. I appreciate it even more. I want more more listeners and stuff. So I'm ended up here. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you tomorrow around 5:30, around there. I'll see you guys then. Okay. Bye bye.